We grew bananas. We stole them. We grew papayas. We stole them. Beautiful. Fun camp. We had our own wars.
You had your own wars?
Our own wars. We're true sides. And someone would say, well, we'll seize this barrack and see if you guys can come in and take it back from us or something. The Jap guards were nowhere. And really, this...
So for 13 months?
I was there for 13 months. Just a great time. And now this is where I learned to speak Dutch, in this camp. I was there for so long, and there was a good core of older Dutch officers there, old enough to be my father or maybe my grandfather. And here I am, 20 years old, and they just took to me, and they taught me in just a matter of days Dutch. And then I taught English to another officer who was a school teacher, and he had some English background, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
So what he and I would do, there was a very popular American couple, Asa and Martin. Oh, gee, they were explorers, and then they wrote stories about it back here. Martin Johnson, I think that was the name, yeah, the Johnsons. And so he had one of their books on one of their trips into some Africa, maybe. And what he would do is translate. He had the book.
They were in this camp?
He was in.
Were Asa and Martin Johnson were in the camp?
Oh, no. They wrote these books.
Okay.
But this Dutchman had one of them written in Dutch, and he would translate it into English. So I would ask him to translate it into the colloquial English, my English, not the British English, but the way the American talks.
Mm-hmm.
So we met maybe three nights a week, and he'd do a page for each meeting. So he'd translate the page, and then I'd go over it with him, item by item, why that was, how would we see. And then he had me read it in Dutch, and he was sharpening up my pronunciations.
Mm.
So I got so good at it that eventually the Dutch soldiers that I was in contact with didn't know I was an American. They didn't know. I could fool them all. And I'm still good enough when I go to Holland, I can get by as a Hollander, particularly with the people over there who are perhaps with a Chinese background or an Indonesian background or something. I fool them, absolutely. They have no idea that I'm an American. And funny things happen. I had one of my granddaughters with me one night, and we were in front of a restaurant, and they had a menu posted. So I'm here reading things off in the menu to her, and I get stuck with a word. And I said, I don't know what that is there. That's falling. And a female voice, I wasn't aware. There was a husband and wife and a youngster standing behind, listening to me, but they were Dutch. And the woman says, raisin. Oh, I didn't know what the Dutch word for raisin was.
That's funny.
A lot of laughs come out of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up getting adjacent tables. We had a pleasant evening with these people and like that. But I get into a fix sometimes, being so smart, see. But I learned it thoroughly. And you see, then